Happy Mother's Day.
And welcome to Poet's Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Today, we will explore together the beautiful poetry for mothers. To My Mother by Edgar Allan Poe. Because I feel that in the heavens above, the angels whispering to one another can find among their burning terms of love none so devotional as that of mother. Therefore, by that dear name, I long to have called you, you who are more than mother to me, and fill my heart of hearts, where death installed you in setting my Virginia's spirit free. My mother, my own mother, who died early, was but the mother of myself, but you are mother to the one I loved so dearly, and thus are dearer than the mother I knew by that infinity with which my wife was dearer to my soul than its soul life. The Courage That My Mother Had by Edna St. Vincent Millay. The courage that my mother had went with her and is with her still. Rock from New England quarried, now granite in a granite hill. The golden brooch my mother wore she left behind for me to wear. I have no thing I treasure more, yet it is something I could spare. Oh, if instead she'd left to me the thing she took into the grave, that courage, like a rock, which she has no more need of, and I have. Mother to Son by Langston Hughes. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It had tacks in it, and splinters, and boards torn up, and places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time I's been climbing on, and reaching landings, and turning corners, and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you set down on the steps 'cause you finds it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I's still going, honey. I's still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Langston Hughes was born in 1902 in Joplin, Missouri. After high school, he spent a year at Columbia University. He received his bachelor's degree from Lincoln University in 1929. From 1926 until his death in 1967, Hughes devoted his time to writing and lecturing. He wrote poetry, short stories, an autobiography, song lyrics, essays, humor, and plays. He became famous, and today his many works and his much-awarded contributions to American letters continue to be cherished and celebrated around the world. Sonnets Are Full of Love, and This Is Mine by Christina Rossetti. Sonnets are full of love, and this is my tome, has many sonnets. So here now shall be one sonnet more, a love sonnet, from me to her whose heart is my heart's quiet home. To my first love, my mother, on whose knee I learnt love lore that is not troublesome, whose service is my special dignity, and she my lodestar while I go and come. And so, because you love me, and because I love you, mother, I have woven a wreath of rhymes wherein to crown your honored name. In you, not 40 years can dim the flame of love, whose blessed glow transcends the laws of time and change and mortal life and death. A chilly night. I rose at the dead of night and went to the lattice alone to look for my mother's ghost, where the ghostly moonlight shone. My friends had failed one by one, middle-aged, young, and old, till the ghosts were warmer to me than my friends that had grown cold. I looked and saw the ghost dotting plain and mound. They stood in blank moonlight, but no shadow lay on the ground. They spoke without a voice, and they leapt without a sound. I called, "O mother dear!" I sobbed, "O mother kind! Make a lonely bed for me and shelter it from the wind. Tell the others not to come to see me night or day, but I need not tell my friends to be sure to keep away." My mother raised her eyes. They were blank and could not see, yet they held me with their stare while they seemed to look at me. She opened her mouth and spoke. I could not hear a word, while my flesh crept on my bones and every hair was stirred. She knew I could not hear the message that she told, whether I had long to wait or soon should sleep in the mold. I saw her toss her shadowless hair and wring her hands in the cold. I strained to catch her words, and she strained to make me hear. But never a sound of words fell on my straining ear. From midnight to the cock crow, I kept my watch in pain while the subtle ghosts grew subtler in the sad night on the wane. From midnight to the cock crow I watched till all were gone, some to sleep in the shifting sea and some under turf and stone. Living had failed and dead had failed, and I was indeed alone. A chill. What can lambkins do all the keen night through? Nestle by their woolly mother, the careful ewe. What can nestlings do in the nightly dew? Sleep beneath their mother's wing till day breaks anew. In a field or tree there might only be such a warm, soft sleeping place found for me. Christina Georgina Rossetti, one of the most important women poets of the 19th century, who sounds like an Italian name, was born in December 1830 into a family of poets and artists in London. Devoutly religious, she refused two offers of marriage because of religious differences. Much of her poetry is religious, though she wrote some passionate love poetry and much which celebrates the joy of the natural world. She also wrote a book of rhymes for very young children. She was close to her brother, Dante Gabriel Rossetti. After his death, she lived a secluded life. She died in December 1894. Another Poem for Mothers by Erin Belew. Mother, I'm trying to write a poem to you, which is how most poems to mothers must begin, or what I've wanted to say, mother. But we as children of mothers, even when mothers ourselves, cannot bear our poems to them. Poems to mothers make us feel little again. How to describe that world that mothers spin and consume and trap and love us in, that spreads for years with men and miles? Those particular hands that could smooth anything, butter on bread, cool sheets, or weather. It's the wonder of them, good or bad, those mother hands that pet and shape and slap, that sew you together the pieces of a better house of life in which you'll try to live, mother. I've not done better than the others, but for now, here is your clever failure. Mother of Mine by Rudyard Kipling. If I were hanged on the highest hill, mother of mine, oh, mother of mine, I know whose love would follow me still, mother of mine, oh, mother of mine. If I were drowned in the deepest sea, mother of mine, oh, mother of mine, I know whose tears would come down to me, mother of mine, oh, mother of mine. If I were damned of body and soul, I know whose prayers would make me whole, mother of mine, oh, mother of mine. To My Mother by Lucretia Maria Davidson. O thou whose care sustained my infant years, and taught my prattling lip each note of love, whose soothing voice breathed comfort to my fears, and round my brows hope's brightest garland wove. To thee my lay is due the simple song, which nature gave me at life's opening day. To thee these rude, these untaught strains belong, whose heart, indulgent, will not spurn my lay. Oh, say among this wilderness of life, what bosom would have throbbed like thine for me? Who would have smiled responsive? Who in grief would e'er have felt and feeling grieved like thee? Who would have guarded with a falcon eye each trembling footstep or each sport of fear? Who would have marked my bosom bounding high and clasped me to her heart with love's bright tear? Who would have hung around my sleepless couch and fanned with anxious hand my burning brow? Who would have fondly pressed my fevered lip in all the agony of love and woe? None but a mother, none but like thee, whose bloom has faded in the midnight watch, whose eye for me has lost its witchery, whose form has felt disease's mildew touch. Yet thou hast lighted me to health and life by the bright luster of thy youthful bloom. Yes, thou hast wept so oft o'er every grief that woe hath traced thy brow with marks of gloom. Oh, then to thee this rude and simple song, which breathes of thankfulness and love for thee, to thee, my mother, shall this poem belong, whose life is spent in toil and care for me. And now in a lighter vein, Mummy Took Cooking Lessons by John Chardy. There's this to be said for Mummy's bread. It weighs a pound to the ounce, and if you drop it on the floor, it certainly does bounce. Another thing is, it lasts and lasts. It starts too hard to harden. It's tough to chew, but it should do for starting a rock garden. Did I say hard to chew? Well, yes, I think it might be, but I must confess, that's just a guess. It's much too hard to cut. And it won't break. I tried the sledge. It broke the handle in two. So, as I say, her bread just may be a little hard to chew. But I don't know for certain, and it really wouldn't be just to claim I knew it's hard to chew, not till I break the crust. A Snake Called Rover by Maxine Jeffress. Mom wouldn't let me have a dog with all the mess they make. So, if I couldn't have a dog, I said I'd like a snake. My mother gasped quite audibly. But Dad approved the plan. A snake? He gulped. A real live snake? Well, sure, I guess you can. We went to Ralph's Repulsive Pets and bought a yard of asp. It coiled inside a paper bag held firmly in my grasp. I put him in a big glass tank and dubbed my new pet Rover. But all the fun of owning it was very quickly over. For all he did was flick his tongue once or twice each minute, while nervous Mom rechecked the tank to make sure he was in it. Then one fine day, we don't know how, my Rover disappeared. My father told me not to fret, but Mom was mighty scared. We searched the house from front to back and gave the yard a sweep. By midnight, we had given up and tried to get some sleep. At 3 a.m., my dad arose to answer nature's call. I heard him scream, I heard him swear, and then I heard him fall. For Dad had found the wayward pet I'd given up for dead, curled up inside his slipper, lying right beside his bed. Now Rover's living back at Ralph's with frogs and newts and guppies. And now I have a dog named Spot. She'll soon be having puppies. Mother's Nerves. My mother said, if just once more I hear you slam that old screen door, I'll tear out my hair. I'll dive in the stove. I gave it a bang, and in she dove. Jugglers by Frances Aragon. She and I on a bench eating prawns. The first day of her 50th year, and she points at two street performers about to juggle fire, and an instant summer morning surfaces, afloat on the light wind, blowing off the bay. Older sisters in the dark, hiding as big brother parades round the house, his hands outstretched, clutching large candles. I'm on a search, he shouts, marching from room to room till he finds them huddling in a jungle of clothes, beacons flickering as flame-hot wax begins to flow across his fingers, while she is walking to Centro Adulto, her head brimming with phrases, the words she needs so she can quit sewing, land a job in a bank, and the sitter arriving minutes late, finding us wet and trying to save a coat, a shirt, a dress. It's a small one. Nothing the green hose and frantic assembly line of buckets doesn't eventually douse, leaving walls and curtains the color of coal. Mira! She gasps, her left hand wrapping my shoulder, still pointing with the right at the candles. From one juggler to the other, began to fly. Who loves us without condition? Who loves us without condition? Who loves us in their admonition? Who loves us despite the dirt? Who do we go to when we're hurt? Who shares in all our joys? Who buys us the best toys? Who keeps us warm and fed? Who would prefer a puppy instead? Who cheers us up when we're glum? Who else but your mum? Mums come in all shapes and forms. Mums come in all shapes and forms, the nutty ones, the loud ones, the embarrassing ones. But my mom defies the norms. She's pretty much all of the above. She means well, this I know. She's taught me so much. But she really is afraid of snow, and it's really kind of nuts. But nonetheless, she's my mother. I love her and her loud mouth. So now it's my time to smother and kiss her on her perfect day. Zanzibar by Denise Rogers. My mother went to Zanzibar to get a cup of tea. The trip cost $7,000 or more. The cup of tea was free. My mother went to Timbuktu to pass an afternoon or two. She paused a bit and wrote a poem, then took the quickest shuttle home. My mother went to Tennessee to take a southern shopping spree. She had such fun, I know it's true, I tagged along, went shopping too. My mother went to Kankakee. This time round, she invited me. We both wore filmy, floaty clothes. My mom is fun, and on she goes. My mother's on the phone again. My mother's on the phone again. It makes my mood grow sour. Waiting for the talk to stop. I think it's been an hour. My mother's on the phone again. Will she get off? No way. It's either Grandma or Aunt Kit. I think it's been a day. My mother's on the phone again. I talk, but she won't hear. She said, "Just one more minute, hon." I think it's been a year. She hangs it up, gives me a hug. We start to talk, and then I hear a ring. It's not, oh no, she's on the phone again. You taught me how to wash my face and how to use the potty. You made me eat up all my greens and wiped my nose when snotty. You taught me to say please and thanks, because politeness is the way. So please, can I borrow some money? Thanks. Just kidding. Happy Mother's Day. Mum, I have no fancy gift for you, for I know you're too good for that. I won't be taking you out to eat, for fear that the food will fall flat. And I don't want to give you jewelry and diamonds, for they might just wind up in a heap. So I've decided to send you this Mother's Day poem. And no, it's not because I'm cheap. Mum, I know I owe you the world, and you deserve no less. But circumstances have unfurled. I'm in a financial mess. For your Mother's Day party, I write for you this ditty. My poetry skills are hardy and cheap, but oh, so witty. If I Could Choose by Denise Rogers. If I could choose a mother, I'd choose a mom who's fun, who likes to take me shopping and won't stop till we're done. I'd choose a mom who listens when I have things to say, who, when she sees I'm troubled, will make the time to stay. It's not about baked cookies, though those are good, it's true. If I could pick and choose a mom, you know that I'd choose you. You are a mother like no other, loving and sharing, kind and caring. But tell me why, if you're my mother, I have to share you with my brother. Happy Mother's Day by Holly Giffers. Dear Mum, I love that you loved all my art. You told me it was beautiful. You told me it was smart. You loved my pottery and painting and my popsicle stick bridge. But don't you think it's long enough now to take it off the fridge? Thank you for listening to Poets' Corner today as we read poems saluting our mothers. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Happy Mother's Day. Remember, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left-click on On-Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.